and let's all get excited about life. And I want to welcome all peoples and cultures worldwide to the Universal Spiritual Connection Show. And I am going to open up our lines today, and I am your host, Leilani. So for all you great folks out in Canada, the number is 888-810-8322. The U.S. is 877-876-5227. And for the direct line, that is 530-876-3222. And welcome to all the listeners worldwide to my show today. And I do apologize to each and every one of you. We had a phone glitch, and here I am. So without further delay, I'm going to open up the lines for all of you to call in. I'm very excited about my guest today. And without further delay, I'm going to give you some history about this young lady. I know you guys are going to be just as excited and thrilled as I am to introduce this young lady to all of you. And her name is Elizabeth Summers. Now, what's so interesting about Elizabeth is for over 15 years, she has been a professional numerologist whose passion is incredible. She's actually done an in-depth reading on myself, and, you know, I have taught for many years numerology, and what was so intriguing with Elizabeth Summers' reading is that she took this reading and went so much deeper into the blueprint and makeup of who I am and was able to break it down to where I was able to understand it extremely comfortably. Now, Elizabeth is also very well known for teaching numerology. She's very much involved with business, and she's also a professional writer, lecturer, counseling, and teacher. Now, she was kind enough to send me two of her really incredible books, and I have to tell each and every one of you today that I am extremely impressed with her workbooks. And I enjoy simplicity, and I don't need to tell all of you out there today, is that we get so bombarded, making not only our personal lives, but just life in general becomes extremely complex. And I do know that Elizabeth has really broken down this particular type of numerology. And so without further delay, please help me to welcome Elizabeth Summers to the show.
Hi, Leilani. How are you, dear?
I am doing great. Now that we got our phone glitch.
We finally got it together.
Yes, ma'am, and I surely apologize to you for, you know, whatever is going on with the phone system today on my end.
Yeah, no problem.
But I'm excited because we got you on the show today. And I have to tell you, Elizabeth, first and foremost, welcome to BBS Radio as a radio host yourself.
Thank you. I am so thrilled to be on BBS Radio. We know that it starts next week. My show starts next week. And it starts on Wednesday and in the afternoon, 2 to 3 Pacific Coast time. And I will be talking to the worldwide audience all about numerology, esoteric numerology, Chaldean numerology, how numbers that are just codes, that are just symbols, that mean information, really can empower them in their lives.
I would absolutely agree. And you know what's so profound with numbers is that it actually opens up the hidden secrets, not only about our own makeup, but, you know, it's really interesting because so many years I actually paid attention to my phone numbers, to the address of where I live, down to the lot number, because it all carries a particular vibration,
yes,
especially when you're trying to draw in a particular energy. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I want to mention to you, I'm very impressed with your workbooks, young lady.
Thank you. They're colorful, aren't they?
Very colorful.
I like color.
Well written, very, and you know, it's just like your readings. You know, you really put some incredible thought into when you were designing and laying out your information.
Thank you.
And it's easy to understand and work with it.
Numerology is the easiest of all the esoteric sciences to learn. And I found in teaching workshops on numerology over the years that people in the workshops had difficulty pulling out the formulas from all the words in the books. It was almost a reading skill to some degree. And so I developed this workbook in color, and I have put into it the basic, substantial formulas that I use in my readings, to do my readings, but also to make it for the beginner, to lay it out in such a way that it is very easy to work just the formulas. Some of the pages I give explanations of what the numbers mean when they finally work the formulas and get a digit. But in the back, as you see, I have recommended several specific books that the new beginner or even the intermediate can use to then take their numbers, which is on a master sheet when they're all said and done, and go then and research just their specific numbers in the various numerology books. The numerology books cover information on every number and every formula, and not every number and every formula applies to every person.
Well, what I was really intrigued with is you do a different type of numerology. Could you explain to our listeners today the type of numerology that you actually offer to your clients?
I use two different numerology systems, ancient code systems, in my readings. The first is a 5,000-year-old system, the Chaldean system, where the numbers 1 through 8 are used as codes. And that takes me, those formulas take me way down deep into the soul's memory bank.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes. I can definitely vouch for that.
It is truly amazing.
Yes, it was. Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, as I listened to the reading that you gave me...
On tape. Everything is tape recorded.
You took away all the questions that I might have had, or I would have came back to you and said, you know, I need a little bit more understanding of what you meant by going deeper into, you know, my personality. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do such a well job on breaking everything down with this particular system. So I was definitely impressed. But let me share with all our listeners today, is Elizabeth Summers has put out a numerology working with numbers do-it-yourself workbook. And I have the great pleasure of having it in my possession. And I'm probably going to be pretty selfish with this book because it's probably one of the best well-written numerology books I've come across. What I was also impressed with is that Elizabeth has taken this just one step further and has created a numerology workbook for parents and teachers. What a great thing to do, Elizabeth, is to offer to our children today, because most of them, as we all know, that they're very spiritually connected.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They are. And I found that being a parent, if I had had this information raising my child, I would have been perhaps a little bit more understanding of some of the behaviors, because the formulas, and then in the parents' workbook, they're very simple. I have given full explanation sheets as to what this child's attitude is, what are their issues. Even the month that they're born, the first 30 years of a child's life, is influenced by the birth month that they are born under. And so I have given information about how to understand your child according to even the months of the year that they have chosen. Every soul chooses to its exact month, day, year, and millisecond to be born under. So it works in unison with the universe, the energy's universe at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, in the parents' workbook, I totally presented it from the approach of, if I was a parent, what information would I need? And I was a teacher for 11 years. And so therefore, I know, being a classroom teacher, that this would be so helpful to help a teacher understand perhaps that little hooligan that's sitting in front of them that just can't sit still.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because once you understand the overall makeup of an individual, it helps you to be able to work with them and to draw out their strengths along with helping them in guidance and strengthening the areas that are not quite as balanced as the other aspects of their personality.
Exactly.
Which I find, by the way, is indeed where our hidden talents and strengths lie.
Mm-hmm. In our personality.
Yes.
And there's a fabulous formula. The second system I use is the Pythagorean system, Western numerology. But Pythagoras' work, who really was an ascended master by the name of Kusumi, came into human being form, took the name of Pythagoras, and he traveled extensively through the Middle East, through Persia, through Greece, through all of that area. And he and his students developed Western numerology, but they use the codes. The numbers are just codes. They have no power in themselves. They represent energies and experiences.
Mm-hmm.
His codes are 1 through 9, and they're more psychological, more attitudinal. So Pythagoras gave us a formula where I can dissect the birth certificate name, which really represents, by code, the soul's memories of past lives. And so your birth name, and every soul names itself, goes telepathically to the person that named it. Every soul names itself, creates the energy and the sound that it wants as its name, because those energies and sounds that are coded by numbers represent their memories.
Absolutely.
And so in his formula, in one of his formulas, I'm able to see what tools are found in your memory box, what tools, what memories are missing in your memory box. And those are the karmic lessons.
Let me bring all our listeners up to speed today, and most of you probably are aware, but I'm going to say it anyway. Master Kusumi is very well known as the world teacher. And if you aren't quite familiar with Master Kusumi, I really highly recommend that you do some research on Master Kusumi. I've actually worked with Master Kusumi for quite many years now, and I find him extremely fascinating. And the wisdom and the knowledge that he is so willing to share with all of us. And so, let me know if you guys need to, matter of fact, do you have that, Elizabeth, the correct spelling of Master Kusumi's name?
The books that I have, it's Kusumi. But you know, even the word Chaldean and the word Kabbalah are spelled differently. So I just spell it Kusumi.
Excellent. Well, I want to let all our listeners know today, if you would like to get a reading from Elizabeth Summers, she is going to give all of you readings today. So I would like for you, when you do call in, to please give us your first name, the city where or state you're calling from, and let me give you those numbers once again for all Canada residents. The number is 888-810-8322. For the U.S., it is 877-876-5227 or 530-876-3222. And real quick, Elizabeth, if our listeners would like to contact you today, Would you like to give out your email, contact number, and your website address?
Certainly. The website's very simple. Elizabeth Summers, like the season, S-U-M-M-E-R-S, at ElizabethSummers.com. So my email is Elizabeth at ElizabethSummers.com. And it is a very easy website to get around, and all my services are there. And you can email me and talk to me. Tell me what you might be interested in that I could help you. If you're interested in the reading, we can chat about that too.
Excellent. Well, while we're subject, welcome to the Universal Show. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington State.
Well, welcome. I love Washington. It's so beautiful there.
Me too.
Is this your first time calling into this particular show?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, welcome.
Welcome,
I'd love
Nancy.
For you to join us again.
Thank you.
So, would you like to, okay, Elizabeth?
Well, Nancy, what I would like to have from all of our listeners who are calling in is your first and your middle name. I don't need your last name in this reading. Nancy, what's your middle name?
Sue, S-U-E.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you?
I was born November 4th, 1953.
November 4th,
1953. Yeah, I don't keep track of my age.
You don't?
Isn't that terrible?
You'd be surprised how many people do not know how old they are.
Well, I do, and I'm
52.
You are 52.
You go, girl. You know what? That's the best. Oh, you are going to have a ball. I'm actually looking forward to my 50s, because if my 50s are anything like what my 40s have been, oh, boy.
Well,
because wouldn't you agree we're enjoying life now?
The 50s are the action decade. The energy of five, which every decade is influenced by the number of the ages that you're moving through, and where the decade of the 40s is one of focus on stability and work and the foundations of our life, the decade of the 50s is freedom. Absolute freedom, and particularly between the ages of 49 and 54, it is rock and roll. And this year for you, you are in year four of a nine-year cycle. We all go, and tonight I'm telling people what year they're in and what they can kind of expect.
Uh-huh.
But we all go in nine-year cycles of life experience, and right now you are in year four. And the interesting thing is, with the number work that I do, I am also a tarot card reader,
oh.
And so I interpret double numbers as well as single numbers, and I also correlate the numbers 1 through 78 to the ancient tarot deck. And so this year for you, you are under a year of transition, of out with the old, and also the Page of Cups. Good news this year for you. This is an excellent year for planning, for organizing, even moving to a new home. I do see two very significant, one from your age as well as one from the year that you are in.
Uh-huh.
That indicates the old order is changing. And you may not be concerned about it. Are you thinking of moving to a new home this year?
No. I wish I could, but no.
Have you changed any work residences? Do you work outside the home?
Yeah, I work outside the home.
Okay. Because the major thing for you to keep in mind this year is, and all through the year, next year it's even more so, I want you to be very open to change, because the year that you are moving into, which begins in November, a person's quote-unquote year, personal year, goes birthday to birthday,
uh-huh.
is going to be rock and roll. There is a lot of change. But very good. You are sitting and working through for at least the next 10 years
uh-huh.
under the wonderful emotional suit of cups. Very positive energy. Now, you are Scorpio. And
yes.
those who are born in November under the energy of Scorpio frequently have mother issues from the soul perspective.
Yeah.
Either positively or negatively. And it's important for you to know that it's a karmic issue. And the key thing is for you to see all relationships, from what I see in your numbers, as they are.
Uh-huh.
Is a goose. All right?
Okay.
Wow, you've got exciting times
this
ahead.
This is a very good year of transition.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be concerned with it.
Okay.
So we hope we have served you well, and I want to personally thank you for calling the show.
Thank you so much.
You're very
thank you,
welcome.
Nancy.
You guys have a great night.
You do as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was great. Okay. She's got great things coming.
She's under very good energies. She really is. When people are under a 4 year, and not every year is the same, the single digit, the double numbers that I interpret do make a difference. There's a 4 year, 13 4 year, 22 4 year, and in correlating it to the tarot cards, it makes quite a difference as to how that 4 year is interpreted.
Mm-hmm.
So Nancy Sue is under the 13 4 year, which is the death card in tarot, and doesn't mean anyone's going to die, but it does mean that there is, on some level, either attitudinally, emotionally, and therefore environmentally, there is out with the old. The old order is changing. It is a growth year.
Well, and one of the things that I've really worked with, I have another guest that comes on to the show quite frequently. She comes on once a month, and her name is Gigi. And you know, a lot of people have a not such a positive attitude towards tarot cards. And so I wanted to break down those walls of illusion because, you know, we all know that it depends on the individual that's working with
right.
the tool. And I want to, and most of the listeners that have listened and followed my show have all known that I've been under the death card, as you know as well, Elizabeth. And it's been very exciting because it's, you know, as you start to peel off all those old things, you know, it's like you've got this canvas in front of you, and I pick up my paintbrush and say, okay, what is that, what am I going to create today? Because this is an incredibly powerful time for when we're going through this particular transition. It's our emotions and our mental that gets in the way of looking at it at a much wider.
Has to be wider, exactly. And things are shifting so quickly now. And anyone, not just Nancy Sue, but anyone who has a personality, a birthday number, Pythagoras calls our birthday number our personality. And if I have a person's a birthday number, I will tell you what their personality is. Those that have a four personality number.
Hold your thought for just a moment, Elizabeth, and welcome to the show. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, I can hardly hear you.
Uh-oh, I'm
can
sorry.
You hear me?
Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, hey, it's Eileen. Is this Eileen?
Yes, Eileen in Texas.
I know. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm glad I got in.
Hugs and kisses to you.
You too.
Thank you. I'm going to turn you right on over to Elizabeth.
Okay.
Eileen, what's your middle name?
Lois.
Lois. And what is your month, day, and year of birth?
3/5/51.
Well, the year that you are in, first of all, as I was saying about anyone with a four birthday number, they do not like change. On the other hand, anyone who has a five birthday number loves change. They're always changing, moving, frequently changing. They have a personality that is curious, that likes to travel, that likes to communicate, that likes a lot of freedom and movement. Sometimes it's difficult for them to stay married because they love the freedom of their personality. Are you involved in business in any way?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that is good. That is what you are to achieve in this lifetime, connected to money, property, real estate. And it keeps you actually moving. It's important for you to physically move your body, dear, so, because that five energy is an energy that is very active and needs to expend its energy outward. If not, it goes inward internally. While I'm on that subject, you are in a 7 year of a 9 year cycle. And this is a year that I do need to caution you about your health. Slow down your life if you at all possibly can. Be around water and the mountains as much as possible. You are in a 7 year, which is called the slow down year, because your soul is trying to communicate to you. And when very active people, especially people who are managerial types, do choose not to slow down their lives, the illness is used to slow it down. But the focus of this year also for you is your career and your work in your career. You're moving through the suit of wands and tarot cards, and so the focus is on career. The other thing that I see for you, and one reason why your soul chose the 5 birthday number to move through, is in the name of Lois. And Lois contains your emotional codes. Everyone's middle name indicates their emotional codes. The L of Lois is bringing you a lot of movement and change in order for you to get a new attitude about your own self-worth, self-esteem. There's a big emotional attitude adjustment going on in your entire lifetime here for you. How old are you, Arlene?
55.
Say it again.
55.
Oh, that's a good year.
Well, it's not so good as far as my business, but I am trying to learn more things as far as...
Arlene, this is not a business year. Next year will be a business year, but this is not a business year at all. And when you push for money, you will be very disappointed. This is a spiritual year of faith and trust.
I think I've already figured that out.
But you watch, in January of 07, it will begin to pick up for you. But 55 is taking you in a new direction. Everybody at 55 begins to lay down the seeds of a new direction.
So it's a change in the business. To a different business?
A different business? I don't think so. I don't think it's a different business. The third lane of your life, which will start coming in at 55, is totally different than the middle lane of your life, and you will have choices. I think what's happening now and in the next 2 years is that there is going to be a total reassessment of the kind of life you want to live.
Well, that's true.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The third lane, and I do believe that in probably 2 to 3 years, be open to a residential move.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and good. Move to Arizona.
Well, I was just going to say that. I know that's what my line is going to say.
Interestingly enough, the code that she's under from 55 onward is connected to the desert. Mm-hmm. It's connected
mm-hmm.
to a quieter life, a more isolated, simpler life. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, you have to have money to do that.
All you have to do is get clear about what it is that you want to create, and the universe will open it up for you.
Well, I thought I knew, but it's all changing right now and come to a standstill, absolute stop.
That's right. That is very typical for the year that you're in. Mm-hmm.
But hang in there, Eileen.
Faith
and
trust.
As Elizabeth said, you're going to start seeing major transition of movement going on in your business.
Next year is the business year, and it'll start coming in January because you have an early birthday.
The problem is hanging on.
So we hope we served you well, Eileen, and thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you, Leilani.
Hugs
thank
and kisses
you.
To you.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
You're welcome, dear.
Okay, bye.
Wow. That was so cool. It's so neat.
It's a tough year. Anyone who's in that 7 year, it is, especially for a shaker and a mover, it's a very tough year because it puts the brakes on your life. And tarot-wise, it's the Tower card. And the Tower card is very difficult energy. It's it's like tearing the old flock wallpaper off the wall in the house. It's tearing down the old. And it just makes people totally berserk if they're type A people because the locomotive has stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then they become very frightened and very fearful because all of a sudden we're not moving forward. And the whole purpose is to teach them where their power is, which is a higher power.
Yes, yes. You know, and that can get a little hairy, when, especially when you're a business owner.
Absolutely.
And I do know that you can indeed balance that and be able to work through that, especially with the business aspects of it. And then once that kicks in, so, because her birthday is what, in January, correct?
March.
Mm-hmm. March, okay. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Okay.
In March. Mm-hmm. And see, if she had a birthday later in the year, she'd still have to wait a little bit longer. But the rule in numerology is that, in esoteric numerology, that about 3 months before your birthday month, which for her is January, the new year begins to creepy crawl into your life. And her next year that's coming up is the beautiful star card, which is a new lease on life, money and opportunity. But she has to combine the spiritual aspect with the practical aspect,
mm-hmm.
in order for that 8 year, that 17-8 year, to really be good.
Before I forget, let's once again mention to all the listeners today, when you're broadcasting, so everyone can tune in to your show.
My show is next Wednesday. It's the premiere. It's the very first show of the magical world of numbers, because numbers are magical. The way they interpret, the way they give insight, the way they share information just by the code, it is like magic. And so that's why I called it the magical world of numbers. It will be, the first part will be very informational. I'm going to take one number per show and give insight all about it. If it's your personality, this is how it affects you. If it is your challenge to overcome, this is what you need to do. If it's the year that you're in, that's what you need to do there when it's your personal year. I'm going to take this focus on one number. I'll have some call-ins, and then I think I'm going to have a person in the news. Take a person in the news and do a little bit of a reading on that person for us to get a little bit deeper insight as to who they are. And so the listeners can email me and suggest who they would like more information about on my shows, who are in the news in any given week.
And would you like to share with all the listeners the time of your show?
I am doing my show in the afternoon, late afternoon, 2 to 3, every Wednesday, and that's Pacific Coast time.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and I want to remind all our listeners, these are really, really great workbooks. And thanks, by the way, Elizabeth, for sending me both of your books. I've truly enjoyed having them with me.
Thank you.
And one of the books' title is called Numerology, Working with Numbers, Do-It-Yourself Workbook. And the other one is the Numerology Workbook for Parents and Children. And Elizabeth, real quick, why don't you give everyone your website and contact number?
My website is ElizabethSummers.com. My email is Elizabeth@ElizabethSummers.com. And there is a contact email sheet right on my website. The workbooks can be ordered on my website. The readings can be ordered on my website. Most of my readings are done on the phone. People do not have to call and be with me in person. If they're local, they can. I'm in the Denver, Colorado area. But also, I tape record everything. The readings are about an hour long, and there's a full explanation page of the types of readings that I do on my website.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really interesting because when you sent me my tape, you had two master numbers. One was a 33-1, and the other one was a 22-4.
33-6 and 22-4.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that quite intriguing because I felt that most people, usually what the old numerology way that I would do things is most people carried at least one master number.
Old souls do. Only old souls take on the master numbers because they're very, very intense. And when I find special numbers, there's some numbers that are special. In the readings that I do, I'm able to find out your karma. What are your issues connected to karma that you might be trudging through in this incarnation? Keeps hitting you on the head. And there are four major ones. And I give additional paperwork to people in my readings to try to help them understand what is that issue. Because once it comes into the conscious mind, from the subconscious mind, then our free will says, uh-oh, that's my issue, and I can make some different choices.
Mm-hmm.
Old souls, as are you, which is a spiritual term of a highly evolved spirit being. Old souls volunteer to come into the third dimension. They don't have to. They're sufficiently evolved to do their work at other spirit levels. But no, they volunteered. And they volunteer specifically with the intention, and this is crucial, with the intention and the motive to do good for all of humanity. And while they're here, they clean up some of their own karmic garbage, you know what I mean.
Oh, yes. And I personally wanted to thank you for the in-depth reading that you were so kind to share with me.
Delighted.
You know, and it was very critical for me, and that was my personal feelings because, you know, as you know, I'm creating a lot of new things in my business world, my radio shows, and just some of the dreams I've had for many, many years that I knew that I would participate with, and it's really helped me to outline it on the calendar so I'm able to work with that, you know, before the timeline started to kick in. I'm literally starting to create prior to that energy coming in, which I found has been extremely invaluable to me. And I'm going to be having another guest on here soon that does destiny matches. And she also does the ancient the ancient mathematical system with a 52 cycle. So I'll have to introduce you to her, Elizabeth.
That would be exciting. That would be exciting.
Oh, absolutely. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners today? We're just about out of time.
Well, just the fact that they have an option. When they want to have a reading with me of the readings that I do, they have an option to have a natal reading, which will give them very specific, as you know, concrete information as to why they have come into human form again. What are their gifts and their tools that they're bringing with them? There are pivotal cycles in a person's life. And through the formulas that I use and the information that is all combined, I try very hard to make their readings concrete, practical, and I look at them from the soul's perspective because we're spiritual beings first, simply having yet again another human being experience. And sometimes we get so caught up in the emotions of our life and the environment of our life that everything becomes clouded. And in a numerology reading, the way I do it, I'm able to look at their life. Nothing is computerized. I do everything by hand because then I feel that person's energy coming off the paper, four pages of numbers, hello, and I'm able to feel their energy and give them very practical, concrete guidance, almost psychological guidance in some instances that'll help them bring themselves to peace.
Mm-hmm. And that's very important. I know it's really been a useful tool for me. And, you know, I don't need to tell you because you actually did my reading for me, and I was extremely impressed on quite a few areas that you really touched on that most people haven't been able to bring forth.
It's very in-depth information. And the information is found, the only two pieces of information I need is a person's birth certificate name, their month, day, and year of birth. With that, I'm able to talk for an entire hour looking at them from all different angles of their personality, of their soul development, give them insight as to who they were in past incarnations and how those past incarnations are influencing this current incarnation.
Absolutely.
We're bringing the baggage in with us. Uh-huh. And we are unpacking it in the numerology reading. Yes.
You are so cute.
Absolutely. And so in my show, The Magical World of Numbers, which starts September 6th, next Wednesday, 2 to 3 in the afternoon, sit down, cup of tea, hot cup of coffee, a cup of cookies, and visit with me talking about one number per week, and you will be amazed at how the listeners are going to become more aware of how important and valuable their influence is.
Absolutely. So we're just about out of time here, Elizabeth, so I truly want to thank you for sharing your wisdom and knowledge with all of us today. And I want to welcome you to BBS Radio. I'm thrilled and excited. I will definitely be tuning in to your first show. And so know that I'll be there in support, not that you need that by any means. But in the meantime, I'm going to share with one of your thoughts that you have in your numerology book on page 11 with all our listeners before we say goodbye to them. Remember, my sisters and brothers, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond all measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be so brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are we not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure about you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. And I remind each and every one of you, every day walk in love, peace, be safe until we meet again. And I sign off and say good night to all. Good night.